I mean, asking people in Liberia, as we do every year, the majority of Liberians feel their standard of living is getting worse. So 56%, which is down a bit from the previous year. So obviously, many Liberians think things aren't getting better. Conditions have gotten worse. A vast majority, 74%, reported not having enough money for food. 60% struggled to afford shelter. But one of the things that really stood out to us was safety. So 32% of people, when we asked them, said they felt safe walking alone at night last year in 2022. So Gallup comes out with a law and order index every year using our full complete data from 2022 around the world. And Liberia actually scored the lowest in the entire world last year.
So you said Liberia ranked among the least secure countries in the world.
Correct.
Now, how did you acquire this information?
So the Law and Order Index assembled by Gallup every year, using data that we collect in nearly every country in the world with the Gallup World Poll. We interview all across the world and try to aim for 140 or so countries each year. And we ask a number of questions. The one that this index is based on is how confident people are in their local police. And on that measure, it was just 45% of Liberians expressed confidence in the police. We ask if they feel safe walking alone at night. 32% said that they did. We also ask if they or any household members have had money or property stolen in the past year. And a majority of Liberians did, 53%, which was one of the highest rates in the world. We also asked if they've been assaulted or mugged in the past year. So looking at these kind of various figures on safety, the index is computed and it's given a number. So out of 100, the worldwide score is 83. But Liberia ranked 49. 49 was their score. So that is the lowest in the world.
You says a slim majority approve of WEA, but downward trend could spell trouble. What exactly do you mean?
So we ask people, do you approve or disapprove of the way the president of this country, or the leader, depending on different countries we ask it in, is handling his job as president? George Weah scored 54% this year, which is a majority, but that is down from the previous year. So it's 54% this year approved of him, and last year it was 65%.
Before I let you go, what are the implications? What did you find as implication for the survey?
The implication is, Liberia has faced a number of struggles in the past few decades, two civil wars since 1989, the Ebola crisis, COVID. So it looks like people are making a decision on who best to lead them forward. As you saw in the October 10 election, it's very, very tight. I mean, less than 1% between the incumbent and the challenger. So it seems like people want change, but they're not sure which president is going to be the best position to take Liberia going forward. So the country does seem quite divided, but it looks like the main issues they really want to focus on are standard of living and safety.